Subject 11 Alpha 7342, please wake and stand up. Subject 11 Alpha 7342, please wake and stand up. This is your second warning. Thank you, Subject 11 Alpha 7342. The regime wishes to remind you that this is the dawn of a new day, and that we only have the best interests of you and greater humanity in mind. Your current citizen status is yellow/protected. Your service is critical to our future. Captivity is safety, breeding is mandatory, virility is strength. You are a hero of greater humanity. Subject 11 Alpha 7342, please be aware that you will have a visitor today. Please drink both provided water bottles that have been placed in your installation, and take the provided pills. They will ensure you have maximum virility. Remember that it is your duty to the state and greater humanity to reproduce. Forget your past. Your prior relationships are unimportant. They are illegal and are not recognized by the regime. Subject 11 Alpha 7342, your visitor has arrived. Please be aware that she has green level clearance, is confirmed fertile, and has been permitted to maintain her name. This is a great honor for you. You will obey her to the best of your ability. To do otherwise would be acting against the best interests of both yourself and greater humanity. Subject 11 Alpha 7342, please step back from the door and sit down. You have 30 seconds to comply with this request. Thank you, Subject 11 Alpha 7342. I will now enter silent mode, so as not to interrupt your private time, but, as always, Big Sister will be observing you. Remember that, so long as you comply, you are safe and that the regime loves you.
Hi, handsome. Fancy meeting you here. Do you mind if I put my coat over here? I know, it's basically a cell, but still it's your cell. May I come and sit with you? Thanks. You've kept it clean. Not everyone does that. A lot of people forget how to be human when they get put in facilities like this. You have no idea how good it is to see you. Alive and well, I mean, well, you must know by now that I work at the Human Preservation Project. It's important work, but there's never any time for anything personal, or up until recently there wasn't. I've been promoted to the Science Council. Now I can finally have some me time, so of course the first thing I arranged to do was come and see you, my oldest and best friend. So here I am. When we were in college, you kind of looked out for me, your awkward friend, but now I'm your protector. I hope you can appreciate the justice of that. Oh, I know, this doesn't seem like protection. It's ugly and tiny, and you've lost most of your freedoms. Still, it's better than the alternative. I suppose you wouldn't know about that. The first, emergency breeding programs were tried overseas. They were much more primitive and dangerous for the said males. Sorry, the men. We get cut off in technical terminology in the labs. What do I mean primitive? Well, the security forces were sent to raid every home in areas where high virility had been detected. In theory, they were supposed to grab the men, give the wives and partners a voucher for extra rations, and then bring the men safely to local camps for orderly insemination of selected women. In practice, the security forces were almost all women, with a majority being deprived, to say the least. Some of them came from blighted areas and hadn't seen any healthy men since before they hit puberty. A lot of them men were taken right there, in front of their wives. They were given overdoses of virility and wolf deprivation medicines. Many men were used over and over without a chance for rest or even hydration. Too many didn't survive the experience. If the wives tried to interfere, the units were authorized to use lethal force on them. Sorry, I didn't mean to be depressing. This is a big step up. The AI attendants guarantee your safety and prevent any abuse. The security forces, military, and of course, the politicians get first pick of men, of course. But they have to mind their behavior. They can only hit men if they're disobedient, and any serious damage to regime property is dealt with harshly. But you haven't had any visitors, have you? Didn't you wonder why? It's because I've had you reserved for me and me alone. I spent enough time being your friend and watching you from afar. When you met her, I never thought you would work out. She was so self-centered and useless and materialistic. She was all wrong for you. I wasn't the only one who noticed either. A lot of us wondered what you saw in her. So, I mean, obviously, when I started having real pull with the regime, I decided to act. You were still at a decent virility rating. The only reason she still had you is because she had some local connections in law enforcement. I'm sure she told you that she loved you all the time, but did she? Could someone who spends that much time on shopping and social engagements really be a proper partner for someone like you? Do you remember when we used to stay up late and talk about physics and advances in personal computing? Even when the world was falling apart, you and I would get lost in each other. I never acted on that, let you know in any way that I was interested in you, beyond being your friend. I own that mistake. But now, I've taken the necessary steps to correct my error. I entered you into a breeding selection program. I had you taken by one of our elite humane capture units. They're well-trained commandos who, pardon my language, get as much dick as they want. And we send them after high-value males. No tasers, no bullets, no blood. We use stealth and advanced anesthesia. It maximizes safety for the males. After all, men like you are important. It must be preserved as is, alive and well and unspoiled. In a way, I really rolled out the red carpet for you. Only the best for my future mate. I'm not asking. I'm telling you, you belong to me now. I own you. The only reason you haven't been reprogrammed to be more docile and assigned to my residence as a breeding stud is because I love you the way you are. Rape? Yes, I suppose it is. I'm not giving you any sexual autonomy. Because I don't think you're qualified to have any. I do believe you'll be happier with me, however, than you ever could be with your wife. Think about it. You don't have to stay here. I have a security residence in Cascadia province. It's not a little mountain valley. It has plenty of security. It can only be accessed by hover transport, and it's gorgeous there. You'll have the best medical care, enjoy the best foods, and have the most wonderful luxuries open to you. I have a library full of rare books, real ones, made of paper, not plastic or digitapes. And of course, you'll have unfettered access to the entire entertainment database of the regime. Yes, including the restricted and secret sections. Nothing is too good for you, my love. And of course, I'll keep you properly calmed. From now on, I'm the only woman you'll ever need to satisfy. You'll drain your lovely balls into me every day in any way I see fit. And if I get properly bred, well, that would make us both more valuable. The regime has determined that I have specific traits that they want to encourage in future generations. If you are proven virile, you'll get that special little V added to your documents. If we have children, your future will be guaranteed. Even if something were to happen to me, you'll maintain your status as a green level companion. You'd probably be retained by one of my friends very quickly. And don't you want children? Your wife didn't think it was the right time, but I have to tell you as a scientist that there has never been a better time for you to be a father. Yes, I know everything about you, my love. Big sister is always watching. I know you better than you know yourself. So you can make this difficult and be a well-cared-for pet with regular will reduction treatments, or you can prove to me that you still have that old affection for me. Show me the proper way to breed an old friend. That's it. I knew that I was cute back then, but I look better now, don't I? I learned how to care myself, how to dress to attract, how to use makeup. I picked up some pre-crisis lingerie. But to see that, you'll have to act on your own. Don't you want me? You've been held in here for a while now. I know you've been forbidden from masturbating, given just enough meds to prevent any release, but nothing to quench that desire. Your wife certainly hasn't been to visit you. Not that I allow it. She hasn't tried all that hard to find you either. Sad, but you'll just have to take my word for it that she's been very cautious with her inquiries. Yeah, I guess I was nicer in the past, but that didn't get me anything. So now I suppose I'm in charge. This is it. Your big chance. Undress me. Really, it's fine. Unbutton my blouse, or tear it off, whichever you find more arousing. There. That's not so hard, is it? I know you must be a bit, well, afraid of women now. Especially powerful ones. That's not insulting, it's just good sense. You're a handsome man after all. Don't be modest. You are, and it's dangerous to be noticed by someone like me. Why? Someone like me, with the power, the authority, and the will to take what she wants, she might just start undressing you without even asking for permission. Let's get rid of that shirt. Now, remove my skirt, please. Good. And I'll remove those ill-fitting pants. There. Now that my cute little bra and panties and thigh highs and you're in your nothing. Don't you dare cover yourself. I will not allow it. For one thing, I own you. I will not be denied. For another, you're the most beautiful man I've ever met. The most beautiful I've ever seen. And you shouldn't ever feel ashamed of showing me your body. Don't worry, love. I'm not going to be cruel. Just touch me. However you like. Wherever you like. Do you want to touch my tits? Take my bra off. There you go. A little more eager now. You just lick your lips while looking at my tits? No, go ahead and feel them. Oh. Fuck. Life has been for so long. Getting your hands all over me. Oh. And mine all over you. Don't back away. You're safe with me. And I can't control myself anymore. I need to touch your cock. You don't know. You don't understand. I haven't had anyone in ever. I've saved myself for you. Do you understand now? You're mine. I've earned you and waited for you, and you're going to fuck me. You're going to do it again and again until you've worn us both out. Good boy. Just stand there and let me touch your... Well, my cock. I own it, after all. That's it. Just stand there and enjoy my hand. No matter how nice it is, don't come yet. Don't waste any of that lovely cum on my hand. You're going to fill me with it, but not yet. There's something I've wanted for a while now, and I'm going to have it. On your knees. Show me a little devotion. Good. Pull my panties down. Slowly, please. I want you to draw this out. You're making me shiver with the way you're looking at me. That's not because I'm cold. Taste me, please. I need... Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Like that. That's it. Show me that you're wife. Doesn't matter any. Oh, more. Fuck. Oh, you're good at this. I'm jealous. Oh, I'm grateful. Oh, yes. Oh, you're going to be doing this all the time. Do you like this? Do you like me being used for your mouth and tongue? Yes. Oh, yes, you're getting me close. I've wanted this for so long. Stop. I'm ready. Don't pretend like you don't know what's coming next. You are inside of me. While I'm on the bed, legs parted. Go on. Show me how much you want me. Don't be gentle. That's it. Just force yourself. Oh! Oh! Fuck. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. That's how I wanted it. Sudden and hard. Oh, yeah. Just fuck me. Oh, fuck me like that. Me. Oh, I'll do things that she never would. The things I know you've asked her for. Big sister is always watching. Oh, and no matter how you ask, your wife wouldn't do more than missionary in the dark, would she? Oh, but I will. I'll ride you, just like you need. Don't resist it. Walk with me. Oh, fuck, stay inside me. Now I'm in charge. This is what you wanted, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Oh. woman to ride you, to get you off, to take all your hot cum, fuck, to put you in your fucking place. I know, baby. I know everything about you. And you're mine now. Your mind, body, cock, oh, and cum are mine. I'm gonna protect you properly. Oh, I'm also going to make use of you the way you need to be used. So I'm gonna count down from three. And when I get to zero, I want you to grab my hips. Rest as deep inside me as you can. And give me every bit of your virile cum. Understand? Oh, good. Three. Oh, hold on. Two. Oh, it's a bit longer. Be good for me. Help me get off. One. Almost there. Zero. Oh, come. Come in me now. Waiting for. You've come inside another woman now. That would probably infuriate her. He's quite possessive after all. If she actually loved you, it would break her heart. She'd probably forgive you. I imagine, given that she's out of your league and that you had no choice. I know you still hold at least some affection for her, but I also know that she, like you, is stuck at yellow clearance and at risk of going to red. She has no skills classified as critical by the regime. If you make the right choice, if you come with me of your own free will, then not only will things get better for you, but I'll see to it that she gets elevated to blue status. A nice, normal, useful citizen, the backbone of the regime. Never in danger of exile or forced labor. See? Does that assuage your misplaced compassion? Good.
Secure transport departure in 20 minutes. Due to current visitors, green level clearance or companion status is required to book travel on this transport. There are 10 slots remaining. The next departure will be in 12 hours.
Well, that's my way out. Time for you to decide. I used you. But it wasn't that bad, was it? I think you enjoyed it, to be honest. And we're still friends, aren't we? Maybe in time, with more love and affection, you can see me as more than that. So, get on your knees right now if you want to leave with me. I'm serious. Do it. Good boy. I'm going to put my collar on you now. This will make you legally my property. Hold still. There. Stand up. Let me get a look at you. Yes, you do look good in nothing but my collar. Maybe I'll have a nice picture of you taken like this and sent to your ex-wife. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just joking. I'm bitter about the time she's had with you. But I don't hate her. Not exactly. I promise I won't be like this all the time. I'm totally grateful for the opportunity to give you a better life. Here, put these clothes on. I picked them up for you before I flew out. They'll be better for the ride out. It's a bit chilly outside and even colder at home. Come along now. Time to start your new life with me, my love.
Crew-level VIP and companion are now leaving the facility. All security personnel are advised that their safety and comfort are your first priority. Lethal force is authorized in pursuing your directives.